This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
I want to welcome everyone to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston, and the director of UCLA Mindful, Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. We have been offering mindfulness here and in this auditorium for 16 years plus. And these days it's live streamed, and we know we have hundreds of people all around the world who are meditating as well. So I want to welcome the people I cannot see who are watching the live stream and getting a chance to meditate together. We're here to practice mindfulness, and I define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So for the past few weeks, we've been exploring the ways in which mindfulness can be essentially done in different ways. So we can be mindful in a very focused way, and we can be mindful in a more spacious way, and we can be mindful sort of just of whatever is happening in the present moment. The analogy I used a while ago is that mindfulness, our attention is like a camera. And so a camera can take a telephoto lens photograph, it can take a regular photograph, and it can take a panoramic lens photograph. So all of this is relevant because, first of all, that's also how attention works in daily life. So if you're driving, you probably want some combination of focus, but also some awareness of the periphery. We can shift our attention, and that can help us at different times in the day. So if you're feeling, for instance, let's say you're just feeling really caught up in your thoughts and you're anxious and you're stressed, and you just take a moment to pause and expand your awareness to a more spacious awareness and just, oh, right, there's a beautiful sight out the window in front of me. I hear the sounds. I'm able to just relax a little bit. This can really help us with shifting moods. Or if you're feeling really spaced out, you can focus your attention in a narrow way. And we do this all the time. We're moving back and forth with attention. So today for the meditation, we're going to explore, last week we explored a focused attention, and this week I'm going to do both a focused attention and then an open, spacious one, and you can kind of see the difference. Now, meditation, sometimes people feel like, okay, it's a little bit, navel-gazing, that we're here, the world is falling apart, and we're just here in meditation and avoiding it. And I would say it's really lovely to be here and not be worrying too much about what's going on out there. But the more that we can develop a practice that builds our concentration, our calm, our peace of mind, our attention, all of these skills help us to handle what's going on out in the world. The more we can have come back when we're stressed out to a spacious awareness, or we can work with our dull mind and come into a soft focus on ourselves, this can be actually really, really helpful. So it's not, it can feel counterintuitive, like, oh, I'm just focusing on myself, but it's what prepares us, what helps us to live in the world with more peace and ease and well-being. And we need that right now because, you know, we know that there's so much that's stressing most of us out, whether it's personal or global. So we'll do the meditation today to get some skills for you to work with your mind and understand the practice, and then see how it translates out in the world. So let's begin by getting comfortable and finding a posture that you can hold here in the auditorium, feet on the ground, if that's accessible, hands wherever they're comfortable, back upright, but you don't have to be very tight, just kind of upright, but, you know, dignity, but not too rigid or tight. Your eyes can be closed, and if for some reason that's not comfortable for you, leave them open, looking downward to avoid distraction. If you're practicing at home, wherever you're comfortable, might be on a cushion, on the floor, on the couch, on the bed. If you have a lot of body pain, you can do a lying down meditation. So finding your posture and then allowing yourself to settle in. Come into this present moment. You can take a few deep breaths. Each breath inviting us more fully into ourselves. So much of our day is spent externally focused, doing, accomplishing, checking things off our to-do list, responsible, achieving. For this little period of time, it's just for you. Taking another deep breath, allowing your body to soften, to find a bit more ease, relaxation, or the possibility of relaxation. And you can notice your body as it connects with the floor or the chair or furniture you're on, just noticing your feet making contact with the ground. And if you want to, you might expand your attention to sense the ground below you, even though you may be many stories above the actual ground. We are on this earth. There is support. Can you sense the ground and notice if by doing that, that feels supportive? So when our minds get anxious, worried, sad, angry, the simple act of connecting with our feet and then sensing the ground can be a very helpful, simple, short practice. Taking a breath, noticing your body, softening any areas of tension, like in your stomach area, softening by breathing, softening your hands. Letting your shoulders relax. And soften your face and facial muscles. As you do that, notice what your whole body is feeling like now. Can you sense it as one whole? There might be many things going on, tingling and warmth and coolness and vibration and so on. But this is mindfulness, this capacity to be with what is happening in this present moment with awareness. So we're going to focus our attention on something that's very obvious for most people, and that would be our breathing. Turn your attention to your body breathing. Where do you feel your breath the clearest in your body? Our abdomen rises and falls with the breath. Can you tune into that? Expanding, contracting. Let the breath be in its own natural rhythm. You don't have to make it long. Do you feel it in your chest area? Rising, falling. Slight movement up, down. Some people notice their breath at their nose, kind of at the tip or the nostrils. There's temperature changes, coolness, heat. There's slight movement, tingling. To focus our attention, let's pick one of these areas, breath in your abdomen, your chest, or your nose. If none of those are what you want to, are called to pay attention to, maybe you have a cold or it's hard to do, you can listen to sounds as they come and go. Or you might notice your feet on the ground, all the changing sensations, vibrating, tingling, heaviness, lightness, warmth. For the rest of us, noticing our breath, breath after breath. And then when your attention wanders away, and that happens for pretty much most everybody, that's not a problem. You're not doing something wrong. This is what happens. So you might be with breath, rising, falling, and then arising, and then the next thing you know, you're not really sure, but then suddenly you realize you've been lost in thought. You can say thinking, and then come back to that focus. Come back to your breath. Or what is your focus? And then we keep doing that over and over. With a breath, you get lost in thought. You can say thinking, and then come back. We talked about last time that you can even label the breath like rising, falling, rising, falling, or in, out. And as you do that, see if that's helpful. If it's helpful, keep going with it. If it's not, you don't need to say words. Some people really like words, some people don't. Even counting the breath, rising, falling, one. Rising, falling, two. Going up to 10 and starting over with one. Okay, so we're going to focus our mind creating that telephoto lens. And then we're going to explore what happens when we open our awareness. And this is just keep this in the spirit of being curious and playful. Like, oh, what happens if I focus my mind? How does that feel? Do I like that? Is this a kind of meditation I'm attracted to? And then we'll try a different one. You'll see how that goes too. So soft, relax, yet alert. Kind to yourself when your mind wanders away. Let's try this for the next little bit of time. As you continue meditating, if you're enjoying staying with the breathing or whatever you're focusing on, your attention wandering and then coming back, first just sense, how has that been? Have you enjoyed it? Is it helpful? Is your mind just racing around like crazy? If it is, you're not the only one. We simply acknowledge it and then come back. And then it's in the coming back that we build the skill set. It gets easier and easier over time. So if you want to stay with that, you can. If you want to shift here to more openness in your meditation, moving from a telephoto lens to a more spacious kind of photograph, there's a couple ways you can do it. So one is you can still stay focused on your breathing or the sounds or your hands or feet. And then when something pulls you away, instead of immediately coming right back to your main focus, notice what it is that's pulled you away. Feel it, sense it, be with it. So let's say you're with your breathing and you start to feel some kind of strong sensation in your leg. Just turn your attention to it. Feel it. Notice that, it's expanding, it's shrinking, it's growing, it's moving up my leg. Just we follow it with our awareness. Our life is kind of mysterious. Like so many things are happening all the time. We can be tuned in or tuned out of it. So can notice it and then come back to your focus. Then you might be with your breath for a little while and then suddenly you have an emotion. Feeling sad. And so you turn your attention to it and feel that sadness. So my heart feels heavy, my face is hot. Just noticing what's here, being kind to yourself if it's a challenging thing. And then come back to your focus. So I call this investigative awareness, and it's really about still staying some focus, but opening to other things as they emerge. So this is one of the main ways you can practice this. And for those of you who want to even get more open and spacious, you can just let go of your breathing entirely. And just see what happens. There's sound, and then there's a memory, and then there's an emotion, and then there's a body sensation. And this is a little harder, it's kind of more advanced. So if you're new, you may not want to go here, but for those with more experience, you can follow the flow of your experience moment after moment. And this takes some stability of mind, some clarity, which you may have developed as you did the focused attention, to simply notice whatever is arising. And if lots of things are happening at once, just notice that. So there's a lot of options at this point. You follow yourself. And if you're not certain, just follow your own intuition. I want to try this. I want to try that. If you're not certain, just keep it really simple. Staying with your breath, getting lost in thought, coming back to your breath. The second option is staying with your breath, getting pulled away by something, noticing what's pulled you away, staying with that, then ultimately coming back to your breath or your focus. And the third option is just seeing what happens. It's kind of like a just sitting and being aware of life as it unfolds, moment after moment. So see what you're drawn to, and we'll try it just for a few more minutes. Take a moment to sense how you're doing as we start to close the meditation. What happened when you did this other way of meditating? If you're confused, don't worry about it. Just see how you're doing. Where are you? Taking a breath. Noticing if there's more sense of peace, of relaxation, of openness, spaciousness. What's here? If there's any positive quality that you can identify, notice what's here. There's peace, relaxation, rest, spaciousness, openness. And maybe none of those are there. That's okay. See what's here. But if there is something positive, let's imagine that it can leave this room and go out into the world. That quality of peace or rest or calm or ease or well-being or any of it just spreads out from here. And so as you breathe, have a sense of this whole room and wherever you're practicing at home is just moving out into the world, kind of like rays of the sun, in that it is offering peace, ease, relaxation, rest, calm, definitely peace, out, as far as you can imagine. That these inner qualities that we develop can be shared, even in just in our imagination. And as we begin to embody these qualities more and more, we create the world we want to live in. So take one last moment to imagine this quality going out into the world. Notice how you're feeling inside. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Okay, well, thank you for your time today, and I hope it was helpful. And there's a lot of ways to practice mindfulness, and I'm kind of giving you a scope of ways. But if you're new and you're like, oh, that's complicated, just stick with this, keep it simple. Our center, UCLA Mindful, offers classes, events, programs. We have a whole new set of classes that have been offered. So please, if you're curious, check our you can either get on our mailing list, which for the people in here, you can do when you exit on the right, or you can do it virtually. And what do we have coming up? Classes on writing as a meditative practice. We have classes on working with our judgmental mind, which I'll be teaching online in another couple of weeks. Class for advanced students. So there's a lot that's on there. And we also have our app, UCLA Mindful. Everything we do in here, plus many other things. We have 19 different languages on our app. It's totally free for into the future of meditation and other kind of wellness-related content. So that's called UCLA Mindful. I won't be here for a couple of weeks because of a variety of reasons, but next week we have Allison, and then the following week, Dr. Ali, and then Not Certain, and then Mitra Manesh. So some of you know all these people, and you can always look on the UCLA Mindful website to find out. I will be in the hallway outside if you have any questions, and thank you for your practice. See you again. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.